This is Eric Campbell. You can find me at ericcampbell.com.
This is Brian Walker with Image Armor Pretreatment and Inks.
Johnny Shell with SGIA.
Scott Fresner with T-Biz and Network International.
And you're listening to Two Regular Guys Podcast.
Podcast hosted by Terry Combs
and Aaron Montgomery.
If you're not listening, you're missing out.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, October 1st, 2021. I'm Terry Combs. You can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me at oursuccessgroup.com. I was chuckling, Terry, because you said October 1st. I couldn't quite wrap my head around that. Boy,
I know. Isn't that insane?
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. But speaking of fun, we've got a great show lined up for you today. It is our quarterly Women in Garment Decorating program that we love having this opportunity to talk to rock star women in our industry here. So our guests in just a few minutes are going to be hopefully Allison Anderson. She's still efforting to get in here, but she should be along shortly. And we've got Wendy Rossman ready to go as well. So can't wait to talk to Allison and Wendy. And this is going to be a fantastic show. We're going to talk a little bit about employees a bit, but just kind of in general, some of the challenges, some of the things coming up, and just really great information going to be coming your way shortly here. In fact, I just saw Allison pop in, so we are ready to go, Terry.
I heard the little beep of the studio door go there.
There you go. The studio door has opened. We've got all of our special guests joining us. So excited to talk to them here in just a little bit, Terry, but let's hit a couple of quick news items. I've got something that I just wanted to kind of as a reminder. We've got Nathan Lieber put together that stock sheet that we talked about back when we were at DAX there in Chicago was when we first talked about it. And so if you'll go to bit.ly/stocksheet1, if you're catching a live version, Eric's got it on screen there for you. But this is a list of all of the overstocked or items that people have just laying around their shop that they don't need anymore. And so with all of these stock shortages that everybody's having and people having a really hard time finding stuff, this was a great solution that Nathan put together. And I think the key to it, though, the thing that's going to make it work is that we've got to get people putting their stuff on it, and then we've got to get people buying stuff off of it. You know, we've got to just kind of get that working. So the more people that'll add stuff that you've just got sitting around, you know, just put it on there. My wife and I just put up a whole list of things that we finally got through all of the stuff that we had sitting in our basement. So if you haven't put your stuff on there yet, make it a point to this weekend, try to do that. So
yeah, there's a lot, you know, people and everybody has overstock and that, you know, that box of, I don't know, light ash t-shirts that the customer canceled on before you could decorate them. Somebody out there needs it. So, yep. Or needs, yep, them. So make sure you take advantage of that.
Before you jump to yours, let's just check in with a couple of regulators. They're coming in hot and heavy here. So I don't want to miss them, but, oops, sorry, Eric. We've got Dale from foggy Portland, Oregon. So we got the weather report from Portland there. And we've got Rich. Hello. Thank you. Sorry, Eric. Chuck, good morning. We've got Ramona checking in here this morning. We've got Todd Downing with us. Yusta from Sweden and Cindy King. Good morning to you. And Eric in the comments as usual. And as long as I stop touching buttons, we'll be fine. I'll also have Christine checking in, the originator of the Women in Garment Decorating podcast and host for a very long time. And we appreciate all of her support. And speaking of Christine, you want more amazing women sharing their stories about business and what they do? Christine has a weekly podcast available, and it's called Women and Business Podcast. And you can check it out. I believe you can check it out from her website, ChristineShreve.com. But Christine, feel free to put a link in there, and we will make sure to put that up on screen as well. So just get out there. You can search for it. Probably you can find it on YouTube and Facebook. And if you just type women plus with the plus sign business, there you go. Christine Shreve /women-business. So check that out every Thursday, if I remember correctly. It's been a little bit. So you're very welcome, Christine. Thank you for all that you do to support the Two Regular Guys. let's see here. A couple more things here. Richard, hello. Thanks for being here. And Lenny, good morning to you. Thanks. Okay, Terry, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let's well, finally get to your news story. I appreciate you sharing some news from our success group here.
Yeah, exactly. Christine, by the way, was the originator of our followers, the regulators. So yes, she came up with that when we were talking about we'd like submissions of names, and Christine just popped that one right up on the screen. And so much for that submission. We said, no, that's the one we want to use. So forget just, what we said.
Forget the submission. We're going with that. Regulators, I love it.
Well, Aaron, I had forwarded some information about one of your workshops to someone who had called me this week looking for some help about starting their business. So I know that you guys have, OSG has something coming up supporting small business called Business Clarity Bootcamp, and you'll be using the success principles to bring more clarity to your business. And there are 5 sessions that start December 18th, which is, since it's October 1st, around the corner.
Yep.
And the last session will wrap up March 12th, 2022, which is a lifetime away from us now. each session will be a Zoom call that would include training, exercises, group sharing, feedback, and some masterminding. If you'd like more details, reach out to Aaron at success@oursuccessgroup.com. And you just gave me that because, you know, I have a thing with S's.
I was just thinking about that. That is a lot of S's. So yeah, success@oursuccessgroup.com. Yeah, really excited to be offering this. It's our current mastermind folks are going to be a part of this, but we're going to open it up to the public as well here. And so Business Clarity Bootcamp, 5 sessions using the success principles to really get some clarity to make our lives and our businesses a lot easier. So this is good for everybody from startups to people that have been in business for a long time and just need to kind of regroup. So we'll have more details available online soon. But for now, if you'll just email me, I'll get you on the list and get you the details that you need to decide if that would be right for you. Go ahead, Terry.
Aaron, I was just going to say, and my pre-show rant was about getting, someone actually forwarded me a promotional email from a company. And my first response was, the second word is spelled incorrectly in the headline. And and spell check doesn't help you with everything, because as if you're watching on FaceTime or Facebook right now, you'll see my coffee mug. I am judging your grammar right now. And it was one of those. spell check doesn't help you with your and your, and they misspelled it. And being a journalism guy, it kind of made my head explode just a little bit. And I don't think I read the rest of the promotion that they were sending me. So just so you're aware.
Okay. Out there, I'm going to have to send
your
my...
and your.
Yep. I'm gonna have to send my emails over to you to spell check for me.
And well, you know, Scott Fresner used to do that when we were at US Screen. He would always every mailing he did, he would send it to me, and then I would not only correct it, but I would give him the reasoning, like people sit and things set and things like that. He's like, I don't need the lecture. Just correct it for me so I can.
Yeah,
send it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I would normally write it, give it to Scott. He would rewrite it, give it to you, enough. And then you would get it right.
So. He would have to put the Scott spin, as he called it.
Exactly.
On it.
Exactly. So Christine says, "Oh my God, I totally need that mug." And Eric says, "See, that degree is useful, Terry."
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Armed Todd with my degree in journalism, becoming a screen printer.
Yep. There you go. Exactly. Armed with your degree in journalism. I love that line. So Todd had asked earlier, since this is a special episode, are we getting a mom joke? We get a mom joke, right? But no, right now you've got 2 dads sitting in front of you. So you get a dad joke that is in the theme that we've been rolling with here for the last couple of weeks. So
yeah.
Terry, are you ready to present the latest dad joke?
And as we're coming into Halloween season, it's even more appropriate. We didn't start this way. This is just coincidence that we have now had 3 ghost dad jokes in a row. So here you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Do you know why comedians never do shows for ghosts?
No, I don't know why they don't.
because there's a 100% chance they'll get booed off the stage.
Okay, looking at Eric, head is shaking.
Shaking his head, yeah. Yep.
All right, Todd says, what do we call a building and a not a built? I don't know. I'm not sure where we're heading with that one. Maybe I shouldn't have read that one. All right.
He didn't give us the answer yet.
All right, we'll wait for the answer. Todd says I'm going to need some booze after that one. Okay. I always love the follow-up to the dad jokes as well. Okay. All right, Terry. Well, let's keep moving here. We've got two that actually have great information to share with us instead of the craziness that we're bringing right now. Let's keep this rolling.
You're not referring to you and me then, I believe.
No. Well, okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right, Aaron. Before we go any further, we want to thank everybody for joining the Two Regular Guys podcast. We are always looking for new guests. If you'd like to join us on the show, go to calendly.com/2, the number 2, Regular Guys, and share your show ideas. And either you can be a guest or suggest a show to us. We've had lots of shows where people have said, hey, I'd like to know a little bit more about this. And we put a show together for them. Yep. If you are listening to the podcast version, we would appreciate you sharing the Two Regular Guys with all your industry friends so they can become regulators too. And we would very, very much appreciate you giving us a review on any podcast location where you go, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon, we're everywhere. So wherever you're listening, if you go and give us a review, it's really, really helpful to me and Aaron and to Eric. So please join us with your comments and questions today. And Aaron, I think we're just about ready to hear a commercial and start our show.
Sounds great. Yep. Make sure, again, take this opportunity to tell people to come on over and join us. Again, your comments, your questions, just jumping in. And in fact, Michelle just jumped in, said, good morning, everyone, listening from Southeast Montana. So I appreciate you tuning in, Michelle. All right, Eric, if we could hear a quick word from our success group. We got lots of things going on at our success group. And here's the latest thing that we've got happening.
Hi, small business owners. Our success group has just released a new webinar that will really help you set up the right foundation for success. A good foundation is so important because it helps us make better decisions when faced with a challenge, create more profit, and get your time back. Sign up for the 30-minute on-demand webinar, 5 proven foundations every small business needs at oursuccessgroup.com/proven. You will learn what foundations you need to focus on to grow your business. Go to oursuccessgroup.com/proven, P-R-O-V-E-N, to sign up for this no charge webinar today. It's only available for a limited time, so don't miss out.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Kylene, for sharing that information. We'd love to have you guys go check that out, oursuccessgroup.com/proven. All right, Terry. Well, I think we've covered everything that we needed to cover. Yep, we're 15 minutes in. So let's get to the meat of the program here. And we're just making sure that everybody's ready to go here. So why don't we welcome in our guests here. And this morning we will be joined by Wendy Rossman and Allison Anderson. So there is Wendy, and we've got Allison joining us here in 1 second. There we go. Hi, Allison. Perfect. Excellent. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning. Well, how are you?
Good morning. All right. Well, let's start off here. Just give us a little introduction of who you are, what your business is, and just kind of the quick elevator pitch, if you don't mind. And Wendy, would you start us off, please?
Sure. I am Wendy Rossman of In Stitches Embroidery and Patch. We are located in South Dakota. Think Mount Rushmore, 45 minutes from my house.
Nice.
We do embroidery. Started off with that. We do dye sublimation, we do screen printing, we do laser engraving. So we kind of do a whole bunch of other things.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for sharing, Wendy. Allison, how about you?
Hi. So I own Princess and Redneck Code 3 Uniforms. We started as an at-home business doing sublimation and laser engraving. 1 year ago, oh God, it's a year today. 1 year ago today, we bought one of our competitors, opened a brick and mortar. And so now we do all of the uniforms for the law enforcement, corrections, and EMS locally, the mining. And then we still do laser engraving, vinyl direct garment, and white toner printer. And I'm sure I'm missing something. Oh, wow. Embroidery.
And embroidery. There you go. Wow. So 1 year ago, that's pretty awesome. A little celebration here today.
Yes.
And Eric's sitting there going, wait, you missed embroidery? That's the one you skipped over? Nice. Well,
the funny thing is I'm sitting in the embroidery room.
What else do we do? What?
Pretty nice. Much.
Oh, so I don't know if Terry froze up there or whatnot, but Jay did ask, do Allison and Wendy call it embroidery like Terry likes to call it? So,
like Matt Rome.
Matt Rome. Yeah,
Matt Rome at Epson calls it embroidery. So I always try to bring it up in any conversation, so he has to say it to me. But so one of the things that we want to talk about today is hiring and maintaining good employees. And you know, when I do my screen printing classes, one of the things I always say, I ask for a show of hands who has employees. And I always say that first employee you hire, your life changes forever. So can the two of you talk to us a little bit about your early hiring experiences? Allison, can we start with you?
Sure. When we started at home, it was just my husband and I. And when I bought the business, I acquired an employee, which was amazing. And since then, I've got 2.5 employees. One of them does do remote outside of the store. For the hiring, I did a basic interview, but I wasn't, after talking in the business basics, I wasn't looking for somebody who knew what we did necessarily, just because they come with habits. After working retail and everything else, you learn that people who think they know what you're doing will come and tell you what you need to do. So I've got 2 high school girls that I actually hired. I did try hiring another adult, and that didn't work out. She didn't show up. So it is a process. I'm in a community where there's a lot of people unemployed, but they all want to work at the mines and everything. So
yeah,
it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Wendy, what about you? What's your experience been with the hiring when you started hiring people?
I have a combination of contract employees. Those are my remote employees. And then I have my techs here and stuff. Hiring my first tech, because I had done the remote thing, which was farming out, having them do social media, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But having to hire my first tech, it was so nerve-wracking. First of all, you're always worried about, am I going to be able to make enough to pay them?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all of a sudden you're like, cash flow, is that going to be a big issue? And then our facility is here at our home. We're, you know, South Dakota, we're a little more rural. I mean, we have our home, we have 6.5 acres. So we have a shop and that kind of stuff. But it was having somebody in my home, you know, and so that was a little different. But once I went to a hiring coach, and she really helped me. And what it was I needed to put together a list of what I wanted those duties, what I wanted that person to handle. And then she's like, okay, you kind of know what you want them to do. But now the next part is finding the right person. And what she really honed in on is finding people with your same personality, your same likes. Like we're country. I mean, we have horses, we have, my husband hunts, we're that kind of people. And so it was finding somebody that had that same kind of feel, not necessarily values, but feel. Mm-hmm. We've had him for over 2.5 years, you know, my first employee. And that was, I didn't think of that personality aspect. I thought more of the doer aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. No, it is important that you, you know, you have those personalities match up too. You could have somebody that's great at their job, but if you're not on the same wavelength, it's going to be a challenge every day.
You know, Allison, Aaron, can you imagine if I hired people with my same personality? It'd be a madhouse around here. just insanity.
Same personality. I just said somebody with similar, like, at least you could have something to talk about besides screen printing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, when I've certainly hired lots of folks, and I remember when I first started hiring people at my business, I had this sudden realization that I'm not just hiring this person, but I'm kind of taking responsibility for the financial well-being of them and their family. And so it's a big responsibility, and it's that first employee, it's a big step.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Real quick, before we keep going with the questions we had, Allison, I wanted to ask you a little bit. You had mentioned that when you bought the business, it actually came with an employee, and that doesn't always go so well, but it sounds like you guys have had a pretty good relationship, and she's been really helpful to you in the business. How is that kind of relationship? You know, how did you start off with going, okay, how are we going to work together, and how has that relationship evolved for you?
Okay. I just want to say it did come with two employees. One of them didn't last a day.
Okay.
So,
so it wasn't Karen, all rainbows and ponies. Okay.
No. I'd like to say it is. When I bought the business, there were a lot of processes that they did that I wasn't familiar with. Like, they had the large format printer, they had the vinyl cutter. So when we first met, the very first thing I did is I set down my expectations. I explained that, you know, some of this I don't know. I'm willing to learn and I'm willing to do everything. I said, but this is what I expect. And she's always exceeded that. She's one of, like, if I could have 100 of her, that would be amazing. She knows what she's doing, but she's also willing to learn. With the previous employers, she was stuck on heat press only. And we're training her to do everything else. That's one of my things, is I want everybody to learn everything, because I don't want somebody stuck.
Yeah.
And I think that that has helped tremendously, is being able to show her other stuff and let her know or explain that she is definitely a part of the business. We're going to grow together. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Setting those expectations and then having those conversations with the people. I think that's a fantastic tip. Excellent. Thanks for sharing that, Allison. So let's talk a little bit about, unfortunately, COVID, right? And I know I wish we could stop talking about it, but I think it's still unfortunately relevant. And so how has some of the issues around the pandemic affected the hiring and maintaining staff? You know, did you guys have shutdowns or other kind of challenges that the pandemic kind of brought up, especially as it relates to employees? So Wendy, can we start with you, please?
Well, I'm in the state of South Dakota. State of South Dakota did not shut down at all.
Okay.
So
we choose not to participate. Was that it?
That was it. We chose not to participate. So we did not shut down. We did kind of have a reduction, but we never shut down. But okay. What we went into is we have a little bit different business model. Maybe it's because of my background. I was an accountant. I was a bean counter before I ventured into this. And we are a cash only basis. So our company has no debt. And so we didn't have to worry about making equipment payments or anything like that during this time.
Yeah.
What we did is we put our priority is just bring in enough business to pay our employees and keep them going and stuff. And that's what we did. We had no profit, none, but we were able to maintain and keep everybody employed during that time.
That's awesome.
You know, and that's, but that was our decision. I mean, every business is different. Everybody has different factors and stuff. Sure. And the other factor is we were home-based. I mean, we're out of our home. So we didn't have the overhead of paying rent or something like that. Sure. I mean, we all have different business models. We all do different streams of income and stuff, but that's what we chose to do.
Good. Okay. Wonderful. Well, that's great. And lots of great tips and information in there. Allison, how about you? What is the last year and a half, almost 2 years, been like when it comes to employees and some of the, excuse me, some of the challenges?
Fortunately, I got it in October. So our state, it shut down in the beginning. There were some threats. However, I have been able with the city council to deem myself as a necessary business because I do EMS and fire and yep. all the mining. So I have not had any issues with it. We did have a couple of mandates and OSHA came in, but we were good with that. Like passed with flying colors without nice. A mask. So don't know how that happened.
Nice. Go ahead. And hiring and kind of finding people. Like I said, you ended up with some high school yep. kind of aged folks and stuff like that. Have you had a hard time finding employees?
It was hard at first. Like when I was doing interviews, there were a lot of people who were like, this is what I will make. And, you know, I think they were trying to get me to combat the unemployment. And I'm like, well, you know nothing. So no.
Like, nice. I like it. I love it.
Like it's something we can grow to, but you're not going to come in number one and dictate what you're going to do. And number two, you know nothing. Like you have to have something to aspire to.
Yeah. 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 That's a good point. Really good point. So just make sure you know what you're doing, what you're after. And I think that is the crazy part is people think that they can now dictate their terms and yet there's a ton of people out of work. And so right. at some point they're going to have to go back to work. And yeah, I don't know. It just is an interesting situation that, you know, everybody's trying to, I guess, do what's best for them. But I think if we can all work together and like you said, then just get creative and find the right people that are going to come in with the right attitudes, have the right kinds of personalities like Wendy was talking about. I think that's fantastic. So, all right, Terry, where else should we head here?
I'm just going to comment about when Allison said I kept half the employees. I kept one and cast the other aside. You know, in my screen printing classes, there's always one company there that they bought a business and sometimes they've inherited one or two or five employees. And it's funny as we go through the class, I always see them looking at each other like, because that employee who knows that you don't know anything about the business dictates what they do and how it's done. And to the point where I had one couple tell me at the end of the class that, hey, yeah, we're going to have to fire that guy when we get back. he told us that he shared a lot of misinformation with us. So speaking of these employees, though, so let's talk a little bit about training your employees, whether it's operating machine or dealing with customers. Allison, you talked about doing a little bit of cross training. Talk to us about how you go about training your employees in the way you do business.
So we do a lot of vinyl work. So that's where they start. The very first thing they learn is how to weed. Like you need to know how to weed and you need to understand that is going to be a majority of your job with what we do. So they start weeding and then we move them into cutting and then the heat press. Like we start at the very beginning. That is the only piece of equipment or process that we have a SOP on. Nice. Everything else is kind of like, oh, hey, let's learn this.
Yeah.
But that's where they start. So with Terry, she's the inherited employee. When I start doing laser work, I bring her over and I explain it to her. Or when my husband has the fortunate, like 5 days here, he'll do it. It is a slow process, but we're doing that.
Cool.
So yeah, we have, what I did is I sat down and I looked at where most of our income was coming from. And that's where it started. So that's vinyl is a huge, huge part of our business. So that's where they start. And then we start teaching them other things. I did. Thank you, Aaron and Wendy, for this. All of my employees now are able to do invoices. I found that one of my biggest time sucks was I was sitting at the computer doing all of that. Yeah. So they all know how to do invoices. And so when an order comes in, that's their job. I don't have to do it anymore.
That's awesome.
There have been a few hiccups of trying to, like, a lot of stuff. They're like, this is what I did. And I'm okay with them doing what they did. And then we'll retrain. Like somebody, one of the girls forgot to charge for a shirt. Okay, this is what we need to do. I'm okay with eating that cost because it already went out, but it's a training and they're able to do it. Like two of my girls came in, I was on vacation and I came back to $12,000 in orders, not quotes, but in orders that they had been able to process themselves. So that's kind awesome. Of exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
And you know, you have to be successful in business, you have to be able to allow employees to do their job, accept the fact that they're going to make some mistakes. And as you said, it make it a learning process rather than making them afraid that if I make a mistake, you know, that they're going to stick the hounds on me. So that's awesome that you do that. So Wendy, how about you? How about training?
It's kind of funny. We celebrate the screw ups because it's all going to happen. I mean, like, a hat is going to get, and a hat is going to get screwed up. It's going to be crooked. How many times, I'm sorry, you guys aren't embroidery guys. Eric will totally get this. The shirt gets tucked under and you sew the shirt to the hoop. Oh my gosh. So annoying. We do screen print transfers when it applies, you print it upside down, you know? And so like when that has all happened, we have celebrated those. We're like, whoop, whoop, you're in the screw up hat club. Whoop, whoop, you're in the print the shirt upside down club, because it does. I want my employees to know we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And it's, there was a book I read that was Permission to Screw Up. And it was so true, because I can't expect them to be perfect. I'm not perfect. And so I think by us celebrating that, I've kept my employees, because they're like, okay. And they're much more willing to come to me, like my lovely guy, I love him, but he sold all the beanie cuffs upside down on an order. And he was like, but he came to me and I was like, okay, we'll order more. We'll reconfigure. And then I gave him, I'm like, tell me how you think we can fix this. And he's like, fix it. And I'm like, he goes, well, I'd put a patch over it. Okay. Well, guess what? Free time. We're going to be making patches, slap those on there, and we're going to give those away as freebies.
There you go.
So that has been our thing. Big time. I can't expect perfection. I'm not perfect.
Sure.
Have different limitations than, I mean, every business owner has different limitations, but sure. I have a vision issue. And so I tell my employees flat out, you are my eyes.
Yeah.
You need to double check this. And if it's wrong, tell me, because I don't have the vision you do. You are my eyes.
Gotcha. That's awesome. No, I mean, you guys are just fantastic shining examples of how to treat your employees, how to work with them, how to train them, how to give them, you know, Ramona said people want ownership of their responsibilities. And I think that's really true. And now, Wendy, real quick, I know you think that I'm not an embroidery guy, but I have 15 minutes of experience on embroidery machines. So, you know, yes.
It has written three articles about it since.
Did you sew the shirt to the back of a hoop?
I did not. It came out perfect, so I don't know what you're talking about there. But Eric did say, or when the drawstring from the hoodie gets stitched under the hoop. So these things happen, and they're all part of it. So excellent. So let's talk about keeping the employees happy at work. What are your thoughts on this? I know Allison had talked about people showing up and kind of saying, dictating, this is the way it's going to be. But now the people that you do have there, you know, how does, you know, not everybody has a good, great day all the time, but you know, what do you see your role as the employer? I don't know. Is there kind of a mama bear opportunity at times, or what does that look like? So maybe Allison, we can start with you.
Okay. So one of the things I do is monthly, we shut down and I take them out to lunch. That's my biggest thing. And then just recognition, saying thank you, talking to them, finding out, like, I'll pull them aside and find out where they're at, where their head is at. I've only had one employee other than myself have a bad day, and we went and talked and she took the rest of the day off. Like, sometimes they need that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've got that open line of communication, and then I show the appreciation most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. And I love that you do that. You take them out to lunch. Terry and I worked together at a place called US Screen. And I think that was one of the things why we work so hard and we're so successful is, you know, we got together with the family and we just had lunch, for a while. And, you know, it was kind of a working lunch, but to us, that was just an opportunity to become more part of their family and stuff like that. So, that's great. Wendy, what about you?
I guess I take from all my bad bosses. And I have modeled myself differently. We are extremely flexible with hours. I put out a to-do list on Mondays and my employees know these are the jobs that we've got to get done this week. And I do if there's due dates and stuff like that. But I let them dictate when they can come, when they want to work on it and stuff like that. It's a little different because we're home. It's a home. It's not a brick and mortar. And, you know, for instance, my first employee, he was a high school student. He's now in college. And we have always stood, your education comes first. He got a full ride scholarship to the School of Mines. He's a brilliant young man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not screwing this up to do embroider hats. And so, like, I allow him to, like, Wednesday, he said, I've got a huge test. Can I slide today and come in early tomorrow? Yeah, you know what we have to get done. So I empower him to let him do that and have that flexibility. I can't pay. I mean, our local area, our McDonald's is paying $15 an hour. I can't compete with that and still make my margins and stuff.
Sure.
But my offset is I allow a lot of flexibility in your schedule, your hours. We know what we got to get done. You have a to-do list. You come when you want to. I mean, awesome. Just we shut it off at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing is I learned from that hiring coach to have, do you want a stay interview? Not an exit interview, but how can I get you to stay interview? And so we talk about that. Like I went out there with, you know, Austin does most of our embroidery. And so I went out there and I was helping him and he's like, those scissors are crap. And I'm like, so look, I'm getting on Amazon ordering new scissors. All you have to do is tell me. I was like, if that's the big source of your
frustration
with scissors, we'll have them here on Thursday. But it is engaging. Like, what do you need for me to be a better boss, and to produce better items and to make your life easier?
Yeah.
You know, and I found that being able and you know, in a production situation, it's not always easy to be flexible, but you can certainly do that with certain employees. And I always found that it broadened the pool of really, really qualified people. If you can be a little more flexible, you know, maybe work around when kids are in school or things like that. There are a lot of really, really good people out there that can't exactly fit into that, you know, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. mold. So I think there's a great opportunity out there to find really, really good people by doing exactly what you guys are saying, you know, being more flexible with hours, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Cause like right now I have a mom that's kids are in school. So she works in the morning, except for this morning I asked her to come late. But she works in the mornings, and then Austin comes in the afternoons or after he's done with school and stuff. And so it just, I basically end up having somebody here a full 8 hours every day, but I've just split it. And I mean, neither one of them want full-time employment.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, if I had somebody that did want full-time employment, I'd work with them. It just, those are the people that have aligned with what is working out for us right now.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly. Great. That's great.
Well, so Aaron tells me that both of you work with family, including kids. Talk to us a little bit about the unique challenges of working with family and how you make that work or how you overcome issues. Wendy, let's start with you.
Oh, damn. I was hoping I'd have more time to.
You're gonna say I, exactly what Allison said.
So, my husband does graphics, the digitizing, that kind of stuff, and then our son works for us as well, and he is 23. So, challenges.
23-year-old.
Yeah. Challenges are taking off that spouse and that mom hat and being more of a boss. And with my son especially, I will say I'm taking off the mom hat and I'm putting on the boss hat. And that's been that's kind of been a good way to work it. It's also, again, different personalities. You know, our son, it has Asperger's. Okay. So he really struggles with conversation with strangers and stuff. Sure. But I have found that, like, letting him take ownership, he goes in and he delivers the stuff to the clients and stuff. And when somebody says, "This is an awesome job. We love working with you because you have such, you know, you're so professional and stuff like that," I have watched him blossom and grow that way, way more than all those years in school.
Wow. That's fantastic. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Chokes me up a little bit. Allison, how about you? I think this is a recent phenomena for you, if I remember right.
I'm not going to lie, it's challenging because I've got two employees that are family. So I've got my mother-in-law, and when we were running it out of our home, she was doing our embroidery from our home. To say it's been challenging is different because, yeah, totally different personalities. So that one, we're still working on it.
Okay.
The other employee is my daughter, and that's fun. It's been a rough week. It's trying to determine because I have expectations, and kids these days are fun to work with. Their level of work ethic is gone, and it just blows me away. So the last couple days, we've had to have conversations at home about, look, this is your job. This is what's expected. And I find that when I try and do it in the store, it's not as productive because we're both kind of heated. Yeah. I do try to approach it in a boss way, but sometimes I'm mom. Yeah. And so that's where I do struggle with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And those are, I mean, those are both challenging situations in general. I know as a kid, I worked for my dad's accounting firm for a long time. And yeah, looking back on that, I was a terrible employee, you know, but I learned a lot, you know, I learned a lot from it. And my dad was willing to put up with me no showing and just doing stupid stuff that I should have got fired for a lot. But, you know, I think all of these things are things that will help, especially your kids grow and become better people as they continue to grow. And, but then, you know, those other challenges, and stuff like that. So thank you guys both for sharing that. That's some wonderful information, and interesting, right? Just different places. So thank you.
I think it goes back to, you know, I'm in the OSG, the mastermind. So is Allison. We're in the same, but you had us work through our why, you know, and like I had told you when we did that, I was stuck on that for like two dang years. What is my why?
Yeah.
And you really helped me work through that, that part of my why is to hand this over to Wayne, you know, and for him to, you know, learn these processes. Our business model is very much relationship based. In fact, we tell new clients, we treat you the way we want to be treated as a client.
Yeah.
And we very much try and teach all our staff that kind of value and stuff. And I see that has really affected him defining that and knowing that he's an only child. Whether he wants it or not, it's his.
Totally. Totally. All right. Well, hey, Terry, let's go ahead and skip ahead and let's talk a little bit about the future. You want to ask them some questions about the future here?
Yeah. Let's dust off the crystal ball, everybody. And this is something that Aaron and I do every year. And so what do you see for your business in the coming year, 2022? Allison, we'll start with you, so that Wendy can have a chance to think about this.
I see growth. So for this year, with us buying it, I had set a goal to hit sales, and we hit that in July. So that means that we're doing something right. And I plan on growing even more. I have a a very large goal. I plan to be a $1 million company within 5 years.
Yes.
That is my goal. And we're over a quarter of the way there.
That's
for
awesome.
This year. So just growing and reaching out to the community, seeing what they need and making sure that we have the customer service. And that's where a lot of our business and customers are coming in from, is the customer service. They're getting more. We provide better customer service than our competitors in town. And we hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So
that's important. That's awesome. Well, and I love that you're sharing your big, hairy, audacious goal out there in the world. That's going to make it happen. I love it.
Well, and you know, if some people, and Aaron, you address this far better than I, but you know, you have to have those goals. You have to have those targets, or you're just sitting there kind of waiting for things to happen, and things don't happen as you wait, right?
Right. Yeah. So who needs a crystal ball when you can, you know, you just make it yourself?
Exactly. How about you, Wendy? What's happening in business for the coming year?
Growing. We've really grown by leaps and bounds this year. And in some aspects, like a lot of companies, it's catching up, finding our feet, maybe changing some processes that we were doing. We've saved up some money and are looking for a different process to add. What we have done is we started off with embroidery, then we moved to sublimation. And what we do is we save up the money to pay cash for that equipment. Nice. And so that's kind of it. And then we kind of go through like a 2 year figuring that process out. And it's not just how to run the program or how to run the machine. It's also how to market it and stuff, and figuring that out. So that's kind of it. Adding a new process next year is our big thing. And just continuing to treat our clients the way we want to be treated. I mean, we have like a 90% referral rating. I mean, most of our business, despite all the other marketing efforts we do, referrals are our number one.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. All right. Well, let's close with this here. I'd love to just get one last final golden nugget from both of you here. So give us some piece of business advice for business owners that are growing and that they can think about and start putting into action for this coming year. What if somebody came to you and said, Allison, Wendy, what should I do? What would be the number one piece of advice that you would give them? So, Allison, let's start with you here. All right. I'm throwing it at you again. Sorry, Allison. You got
The one that I have I'm going to guess that it's not a big one in business because I struggled with it for the first year, but learning how to separate your time.
That's great.
What I've learned is you can put everything into the business, but if you don't take time to enjoy the benefits of it, you get overwhelmed. And I'm one of those people. I struggle when I do really well when there's a lot on my plate, but if I don't enjoy it, then I start struggling.
Yeah.
And for me, I found that I beat myself up because I'm not here for 18 hours a day. But yeah. At the same time, that's what's working for me. Like I have to enjoy my time off as much as I enjoy being here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. Great advice. Wendy, how about you?
Mine's if you don't have some type of support, whether it be a networking group or like a business coaching service or something like that, invest in yourself. Because, you know, doing a class like with Terry for screen printing or doing our success group, you're not in it alone. I mean, like for so long, we were in it alone. We built this. It wasn't like we bought into like a franchise or something. We built this on our own. And so many times we were on our own to figure things out. And if you can invest in those type of services, you're going to grow by leaps and bounds because you've got a team behind you that you can go in and say, how do I do this? I mean, I went to Allison, like I had somebody that wanted some mining shirts and I went to her and I was like, yeah, I came back to him. I'm like, we don't do that. Here's where you should go. You know? And it's okay to do that.
Yeah,
to recognize that. But it was wonderful to have that source.
Yeah.
And so spend money on yourself in your education.
Yeah.
It will make your business so much better.
That's great. Wow. Wonderful advice, you guys. Both fantastic this whole time. Such great information. All right. Let me give you one opportunity here to share if people want to connect with you or just, you know, where can people find you online, that kind of thing. So Allison, I've just been starting with you, so I'm just going to keep it rolling.
Perfect. So we're Princess and a Redneck. I do have a website. I have Facebook. I have Instagram. And then there's a C3 Uniforms on Facebook, but we don't use it too much. But Princess and a Redneck. If you look for it on Facebook, though, Redneck is spelled wrong because apparently that's a bad word. So R-E-D-N-C-E-K.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Allison. What about you, Wendy?
We are on... oh my gosh. So,
the hardest question of the day,
Facebook, Instagram. We do a weekly blog and then we do an email list and stuff. And it is, In Stitches Embroidery, on Facebook. I think it's Put You in Stitches, 'cause that's our tagline. And so, you can look for us there, or you can always hit Aaron up and he can connect you.
That's right. Yep. There you go. Yeah. These two young ladies are fantastic and I'm happy to put you in touch with them. Eric has got some links up in there. So if you could share those on screen too for us quickly, Eric, you got Princess and a Redneck .com. And then also the Facebook page for Put You in Stitches there as well. Awesome. You guys, thank you so much for your time. I know you've got businesses to run, so appreciate you carving out some time for us. And so thank you so much for being here, and we will talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks, you guys.
Awesome.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah. Just I love it, man. I just so excited to get to hear from them. And you know, they left us with those two just golden nuggets. I mean, there was gold throughout the whole conversation, but leaving us with those two nuggets, Terry, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
I feel like we did a good job today. Wow.
Well, and you know, my experience has always been, I love to hear the stories about people out there in the trenches doing the work and how they go about that task. And as I was coming up in the business, like in Impressions Magazine would have these shop interviews, and I would just gobble up that information because I didn't know a lot about running a business. So I had to rely on people, other people's experiences. And so Wendy and Allison have certainly great experiences in the industry. And that was an awesome show today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Terry, the other thing about it is, you know, like Wendy was talking about, and even though Allison bought out a business, she still built those, both of them built these things kind of from the ground up, and,
right.
And to kind of be able to get that information from them, that experience of, hey, here's what I did, here's what we're doing with employees, you know, here's my advice. I think that's just so invaluable. And if people can take that stuff and actually put it into action, and then, you know, they're amazing, awesome people who you can connect with online and stuff like that too. So in fact, a lot earlier, I don't know if you could even find it, Eric, but one of the regulars tuning in, Michelle Wilson, said, really excited to hear from Wendy because she's going to go meet her in person. You know, that just that helping and sharing and fantastic people. I'm blessed to be able to get to work with them in the OSG community. So that also makes me very proud to watch them grow and blossom. They're both very deserving. So, all right, Terry. Well, we are not even in a bonus time yet. This is great for us.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Look at us.
But we still have some great stuff to bring to you here. So I put together a little five things here. So how about we do that, Eric, if you can bring us into five things. I love that music. All right. So, five fundamentals of success. Number one, take 100% responsibility for all of your results. Yes, it's easy to blame, complain, make excuses, but real success comes from empowering yourself. In fact, I heard that word empowering from Wendy earlier in the conversation. Empower yourself and own all of your results. So take 100% responsibility for all of your results. Number two, find your purpose. We all have a certain greatness zone and something that we're meant to do. I guarantee everybody has that. If we're all able to find that purpose and just focus on living that to the world, I think the world would be a better place. So I think we need to take time to find our purpose, find our greatness zone. Number three, decide what you desire. If you cannot clearly share what your goals are, you will never know where you're headed. We talked about that a little bit when Allison was sharing her goal. So having a goal, having a very clear goal, set your roadmap by determining how much and by when. If you heard Allison say $1 million in 5 years, how much and by when? And then share those goals with anybody who will listen. So that's number three. Number four, take productive action. Yes, planning, prepping, maybe even commiserating, sharing, getting ready, all great things, fine. But the sooner you get to action, the faster you're going to find success. For example, there were some great nuggets today, as we've already pointed out. Are you going to just put them on the shelf in the back of your mental brain there? Or are you going to take action on those ideas? The sooner you can take action, the sooner you're going to get to success. And then number five, surround yourself with success. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so you have to look at those five people that you spend the most time with and ask yourself, are they improving your life and lifting you up? Or are they toxic and negative? It's your job. Remember, we go back to number one, take 100% responsibility. It's your job to spend as little time as possible with the toxic people and build relationships with people that are going to lift you up. That's why I am so successful. I get to hang out with Terry and Eric because part of my five people. So,
Pretty nice.
Awesome. So there you go. I'll recap it because I know we were supposed to share five things, but I wanted to add a little bit there. Number one, take 100% responsibility for all your results. Number two, find your purpose. Number three, decide what you desire. Number four, take productive actions. Number five, surround yourself with success. So there we go. That's five
things. I love it. Those are excellent, Aaron.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Christine says, dang, I still owe you guys a five things. We weren't going to say anything, Christine, but
yeah. Since you brought it up.
Awesome. All right. Well, what's coming up for you here, Terry?
Okay, well, this month, now that we're in October, October 23rd, 24th, I'll be doing my complete screen printing business course here in Phoenix at Workhorse Products. That class is filling up fast, so if you're interested in coming to Phoenix in October, which is a perfect time to come, sign up for that class, and I'll be doing that exact same class at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago. That will be November 6th and 7th, so watch for all my upcoming events at terrycombs.com. And tour dates tab is where you find those things.
Yep, terrycombs.com, tour dates tab. Also look for the Terry Factor coming soon.
Exactly right.
I'm the just Terry kidding. Factor. I don't know if that's actually true, but Wendy came up with something great at this before we got on air, so I had to share it. All right. So for me, yeah, thanks. So for me, you heard about it from my wife earlier, but we've got that new on-demand webinar called Five Proven Foundations Every Small Business Needs. And so if you want to register for that, head over to oursuccessgroup.com/proven. And then coming up in 29 minutes, right, as of right now, you will have the half with Eric Campbell and myself. And it is finally a time where 30 minutes is 30 minutes, and we actually cut it off at 30 minutes. It's a wide open Q&A. So we've talked about everything from embroidery or sublimation or marketing or Amazon or just random stuff. And so whatever it is that you guys want to talk about, we talk about, we interact with everybody that shows up for the live version. Check it out. It is called The Half, and you can find it over at liveosg.com, which gets you to the OSG YouTube page. And then while you're there on YouTube, you can also search for ericcampbell.com. So make sure you subscribe to both those channels and get the reminders, and you can watch on either Eric's channel or on OSG's channel there. Or if you're a Facebook person and would rather watch on Facebook, it's facebook.com/oursuccessgrouppro. And once again, while you're there on Facebook, make sure you search for Eric Campbell, E-R-I-C-H Campbell, and subscribe to him as well. You can catch it any of those four places. And then speaking of Eric, Terry, he's got his show coming up today at 2:30 Mountain Time. It's called The Take Up. And today is episode 84, Low Stitch Count, High Impact Designs, in which he's going to talk about how you can create visually impactful, impressive machine embroidery designs that take up space and get seen from a distance while keeping stitch count low. So if you'll head over to ericcampbell.com and click on click on the take up tab, you'll get the playlist for that. And that's what I love about the take up, Terry, is, you know, he's got the description of it there that I tried to read, and just really important stuff. I think one of the challenges that embroidery people have is when you do have something that's going to be seen from a distance, as a consumer, I always think, oh yeah, that's just going to be way too heavy. So how do you create something that is impactful, but still not that big, heavy, bulletproof feel? I'm excited. I actually am going to try to find some time to tune into that today. So,
All right.
Well, we've got some new shows that are being announced here. So why don't I just real quickly, actually, would you mind doing it, Terry? Would you just run us through the 2020, and there's one more in 2021.
Yeah, so one more show this year. It's Graphics Pro Expo in Charlotte, which is October 29th and 30th. And then Impressions Expo announced, we've already mentioned their Long Beach show, January 21st through 23rd. Uh-huh. They have this week announced two more shows. The Impressions Expo Atlantic City will be March 24th through 26th. And then Impressions Expo Fort Worth, September 30th through October 2nd. So they're filling in. We're still looking for some dates from our friends at DAX. And I'm sure that will be coming soon. And we'll start to fill up 2022 with trade shows and hopefully see some of you out there.
Yes, indeed. I'm ready to get back out there. You know, we had a nice run at DAX this year, but didn't get to make it to Fort Worth like I had planned, but it all ended up working out. So Excited for 2022. I can't believe that we're already talking about it here, Terry.
I know, it's crazy.
yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Terry, I think we've come to the close of another show here. I'd like to thank Allison Anderson and Wendy Rossman for joining us today and all of the fantastic information and sharing that they did with us for our quarterly Women in Garment Decorating episode today, Terry. It was awesome.
Absolutely. And we want to thank our show producer, as always, Eric Campbell, for everything he does behind the scenes, including going and searching back for a comment that happened 45 minutes ago that we decided to bring up.
we always like to challenge Eric with something new, and he always comes through. I don't know. It's now a new challenge for me to see how difficult I can make it on poor Eric. but again, thank you very much, Eric. Terry, next week, we've got our good friend. You get to work with him. Great guy, Jay Bissell, joining us, and he's going to be talking about using LinkedIn and how to use it correctly. So make sure that you tune in for that Friday at 10 o'clock Central Time, same time for the last 9 years, Terry. So tune in and join us, and we can't wait to have Jay on. Always love talking to Jay. He's such a fun guy and also a super informative guy too. So
absolutely. And apparently LinkedIn is not just for posting your resume, and Jay's going to tell us all about that next week.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'll tune in. I'll be there.
All right. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He is Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Here we go. We're out.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.